Mountain View County, Division 4 Councilor Gord Krebs said last week that he is in discussions with the municipality's chief administrative officer, SAO, regarding an in-person training course he is required to take as a result of being sanctioned for code of conduct violations. Town Council found the first-term councilor to be in violation of two sections of the Council Code of Conduct Bylaw 09-22 and subsequently officially sanctioned him on November 30, 2022. The sanction includes the removal of Krebs from all council committees, including the Agricultural Service Board, until at least the October 2023 organizational meeting. A part of the sanction, Krebs is required to complete an in-person training course approved by the SAO that addresses respect in the workplace. The course must be completed before the October organizational meeting. Krebs is also barred from attending any staff functions until the course is completed. Krebs was found to have violated Section 8.01, B, D, and Section 11.01, B, D, of the Council Code of Conduct. Section 8 of the Code is titled, Respectful Interactions with Councillors, Staff, the Public and Others. Section 8.01, B, states that council members will demonstrate equity, accountability and integrity in all dealings, both personal and professional, with all councillors, staff, residents, and stakeholders to facilitate an open and honest environment to work, participate and do business. Section 8.01, D, states that council members should act with professionalism and respect when interacting with councillors, staff and members of the public in an image befitting their position as an elected official and representative of the county. Section 11 of the Code is cited, improper use of influence. Section 11, B, states, at all times, council members will conduct themselves in a manner that reflect the separation of roles and responsibilities between council and administration as outlined in the Act. Section 11, D, states council members will respect that employees in administration work for the county as a corporate body and are charged with making recommendations that reflect their professional expertise and a corporate perspective and that employees are required to do so without undue influence from any member of council. Mountain View County SAO Jeff Holmes told the Alberton that the county will not be releasing details of the code of conduct violations committed by Krebs that led to him being sanctioned. In an Alberton interview, Krebs says the sanction stems from advice he gave to a county staff member. Essentially what it was is I have been a mentor my entire life and my entire career as a veterinarian, so when I see somebody who I see needs some support I reached out to help someone and it was just taken the wrong way, said Krebs. They, the individual, thought that I was abusing my authority and trying to tell them how to do their job. That it's absolutely 1000% not what my intentions were. I thought someone needed some support and I tried to do that and it was taken the wrong way. I was not telling a staff member how to do their job. I was offering them support because I felt that they needed it and it was taken the wrong way. Asked if he has completed the required in-person training course, Krebs said he has not but is currently in discussion with the SAO regarding the matter. Krebs said he believes sitting on council committees is a valuable part of a councillor's job and something he hopes to resume in October. Reeve Angela Albers said the municipality would not be releasing any details about what led to the sanctioning of Councillor Krebs. She did tell the Alberton that, Councillor Krebs is a very valuable member of our council and he does continue to represent his division and ratepayers of Mountain View County and we are very happy with that.